This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph. Get Physical RX. And by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, hour number two, Late Hits, ESPN 97.5. Now, I told you about this song, right? In Rocky III, about how they wanted to use another one Bites the Dust, and Queen wouldn't allow them the license. So they got Survivor to do this song. And the movie came out 3 days before the song was released. So everybody's listening to this song and had no way of purchasing it back then. So when it finally hit, people were like standing online like for hours to buy this record or cassette. We used records and cassettes back then. Man. And that song, like, even now, 30 years later, is still... I don't know anybody who doesn't like Eye of the Tiger.
How could you not like it?
There's no way you hear that riff come out and like, man, this sucks. Put on some Beethoven. Yeah, put on some Christian rap. Christian rap is one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
I have a quick question for you. If you were to walk out, like, for a UFC match or a boxing match, what song would you walk out to?
Oh, I got a whole bunch. So there's a song called Black by Seven Dust. Just the open of that song is super badass. You can play the intro. There's no like bad words or anything on it. But if you pull up Black by Seven Dust, the open of that song is just badass. That's a great question. So let's put it on the Twitch channel. If you're coming out to fight in UFC, what song do you want to come out to? Let me know when you have it, and it'll come out. Because there's one other song that I would say to come out to. But first, let's hear this one. You got it? If you can't be hyped coming out to this, you might be dead. So I can come out to this song. It's Black by Seven Dust. Another song that I would say is, it's called Only by Anthrax. You can play that too. There's no bad words. You can pull that one up also. Only by Anthrax, another song. If you can't come out to that, if you don't feel like a total badass when this thing starts playing, I don't know, man. I feel like there's something wrong with you. This is one of my favorite songs of all time, too. That song was once, Lars Ulrich called that the most perfect. It was Lars Ulrich and James Hetfield of Metallica said that was the perfect metal song. Only by Anthrax. Flea prefers Room for One More, also a great song. I prefer Only, but I'm not gonna split hairs with you on Room for One More, which is also a badass song. I see people with Prodigy, Enter Sandman, Nine Inch Nails. Yeah, if you've got what would you come out to? If you've got some stones, call us up. We'll pull it up. Let's hear what it sounds like. You guys know the number, 713-780-3776. What would you come out to if you were gonna fight in UFC? What would it be? The Astros, by the way, have cut the lead to 7-6 with a run in the seventh against Venezuela. So it's now a 7-6 deficit. Currently in the game for the Astros, players that you might know. Corey Jolks is in the game. Justin Durden is in the game. Yiner Diaz is in the game. And Colin Barber is in the game. Otherwise, everybody else, unless you're a super hardcore, you have no idea who the hell these guys are. Sammons is still on the mound. He's lived a little dangerously in his inning in the third. He's walked two and given up a hit, but has not allowed a run. As the Yiner Diaz is at the plate. Well, was at the plate. He just struck out. It's been a cold spring for Yiner Diaz. All right. Who is up first? All right, Tony, you're on Late Hits. What's up, Tony?
What's going on, my man? You got to go with Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck's a great tune.
Thunderstruck by AC/DC, and play it until they start screaming Thunder and the other thing, and you'll see what I mean.
Thunderstruck is an absolutely, absolutely great song, and the opening riff to that is probably one of the most famous riffs in hard rock, heavy metal. I mean, AC/DC is such a classic band. I don't know if Oklahoma City comes out to that every night, but they should. And yeah, you're right. When they start screaming Thunder, that is a absolutely great riff. Appreciate the call, Tony. Alan, you're on Late Hits. What's going on, Alan?
Hey, what's happening? It has to be Nazareth. Now you're messing with the SOB.
Ah, Hair of the Dog.
Yeah, Hair of the Dog album. That's a good one.
Now, let me ask you, do you prefer the Nazareth version or the Guns N' Roses version?
Oh, it's got to be Nazareth.
Because the Nazareth version is really good. Guns N' Roses' cover of that song, though, is phenomenal.
Yeah, but see, I'm in the Nazareth thing because I'm 61 years old.
All right, you know what? We're going to play both of them. And I want you, this way you can kind of hear both and decide which one. So, Josh, I want you to pull up Nazareth, Hair of the Dog, and then I want you to pull up Guns N' Roses, Hair of the Dog. And we're just going to play the openings. It's a classic open. So it's about 30 years ago in New York.
All right, cool.
We used to have a station in New York called Q104.3 Pure Rock before they flipped the format to Classic Rock. And we used to use the on that station, they used to have the Guns N' Roses version as, quote, the rock anthem. All right, here, which one you got up first, Josh? Okay, here's the Nazareth version. For those of you not familiar with the song Hair of a Dog, Hair of the Dog, this is the Nazareth Open.
All right, appreciate it, man. Good show.
All right, take care, Alan. All right, now give us the Guns N' Roses version of this. The chorus of the song is, now you're missing with the son of a bitch. This is on the Spaghetti Incident for those of you who are GNR fans. Now, I'm a Nazareth fan. But the GNR version kicks ass, and I like it better. I'm not always a big fan of cover songs, but this album, called The Spaghetti Incident, it's just all GNR covers. They do nothing but cover a whole bunch of different songs. That album is so awesome. It is absolutely phenomenal. James, you're on Late Hits. What's going on, James?
Hey, what's up, Patrick? I was talking to your buddy, and I told him, man, hey, you got to play Walk by Pantera. It's brutal, dude.
Josh, pull up Walk by Pantera. This is an I'm going to beat the holy hell out of you song. It really is. Walk by Pantera is a phenomenal song. One of the times that I saw Pantera was at the Mid-Hudson Civic Center with Typo Negative and Orange 9mm.
Wow, that's awesome.
Going way back. But this song by Pantera, this song kicks so much ass.
Yes, sir.
This is such a great song. James, great call, man. Great call on that song.
Man, I appreciate your time, Patrick. Have a great night. Great show, brother.
I appreciate it. Man, you guys got some great... the only one we didn't play was Thunderstruck. So when you get a second, pull up AC/DC Thunderstruck. Because that's the only one that there was a call that we didn't actually play the song. And you know, I did say we would play all the songs that people called up and gave. So when you have a chance, pull that one out. But... that is a another just absolute kick-ass intro. Sometimes you forget how long the intro is on this song. Wait, this don't sound right. Is that live? That doesn't sound right. That's
I
not
think
studio.
It actually might be a cover that I clicked.
No covers on that.
It was an accident. It has the big AC/DC logo on it.
You were scammed and flim-flammed.
Bamboozled.
He got done dirty. Gotta be careful, them YouTubers out there with the hustle. They trying to hustle you. They hit you with the dodge, diving, dodge. You see that sometimes where it's like, if you're trying to like watch a UFC, I'm like UFC full fight, and then you click on it, and it's like some bogus thing that's got nothing to do with UFC. They'll get you. They'll get you sometimes. All right. The man says, well, we got to go to break. We'll have some more fun in about 3 minutes. Next.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, and by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
That's what it's supposed to sound like! Oh, this song kicks ass no matter what. This on the razor's edge. You know, there's a great story of Malcolm and Angus Young doing an interview with some snooty magazine guy back in the early 90s. And the guy looks at Malcolm and he goes, well, you know, Malcolm, you guys now have 10 albums that all sound exactly the same. Malcolm's like, excuse me, I'll have you know we have 11 albums that all sound exactly the same. Oh, rest in peace, Malcolm Young. That dude was a badass. All right, now, let's have more fun with this. Not only do I want you to give what you think is a great walkout song, but I want you guys to now give us the walkout song that you think is appropriate for whatever member of ESPN 97.5. So you can take any host and pair them with whatever song you think would best fit them if they were coming out into the octagon. So any host on the station, give us the song that you think would best fit them. 713-780-3776. Chris, you're on Late Hits. What's up, Chris?
What is up, Patrick? Good evening, brother. Listen, I know the best host, and I got the best song. Listen, the host, ESPN, his name, I know you know this guy, my buddy. It's Jake Asman, who is a longtime, just like me, longtime New York Jets fan. So the song for us, that's definitely for him, is Steel Dragon from the movie Rockstar, Stand Up. 15 seconds in, if you cut 15 seconds in and then start playing Stand Up, it is electric.
Well, I'm sorry that you shared the pain with Jake Asman. Being a Jets fan is hard, and you guys deserve credit for maintaining Jets fandom through what is essentially 53 years of misery. And I applaud your dedication to your team. You have to be a hardcore to be a Jets fan. There's no casuals. So I applaud your fandom. I love that you're not a front runner and don't just. You know, oh yeah, I'm gonna like the Chiefs now. I pray that you're a fandom, but I am sorry that you like the JEST. But I do respect the dedication. Appreciate the call, Chris. But yeah, man, it's if you're a fan of the JEST, you might be a masochist because there is no pain like being a Jets fan. There's no pain. As much pain as Texans fans have gone through, you haven't gone through one-tenth of what a Jet fan has gone through. There are at least five messages on the Twitch chat for Jake Asman to come out to Shania Twain, "Man, I Feel Like a Woman." That's so wrong. Somebody also thought Jake should come out to "Tiny Dancer" by Elton John. That is also it's not as bad as "Man, I Feel Like a Woman," but it's tough. They're going in on BK, which of course seems to be unfair. But BK, "Barbie Girl" by Aqua. "Paulie G, I'm Too Sexy," right said Fred. The 80s coming at you. Somebody thought "Photograph" by Nickelback for Joel. That's kind of doing Joel dirty. I feel like that's doing Joel dirty. Somebody said Stutzy should have a Weird Al Yankovic song, and I'm not going to say that because it's cruel. It's wrong. I mean, it's funny, but it's wrong. Somebody nominated me to come out to "Big Balls" by AC/DC. I'll come out to that. Bon Scott, rest in peace. Lamont, you're on Late Hits. What's up, Lamont?
Hey, man. Hey, Pat, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good, brother.
Yeah, I got your perfect walkout song, and I'm gonna drop the mic on this one.
Okay.
Your walkout song, you come in, you can go in low, and then you'll go in high. Your perfect walkout song is, it's so dark, man. It's so dark. But "Give Me Shelter." "Give Me Shelter," the Rolling Stones. And that will just go in. That's all I got, man.
Appreciate the call, Lamont. You know, I'm a huge Stones fan. And "Give Me Shelter" does have a very iconic intro. Great song, man. Love it. Great song. Somebody said Joel should come into the Wolfpack intro from the NWO. That would probably fit Joel. "Jeremy, The Way You Make Me Feel" by Michael Jackson. Man, you guys, the zingers that are coming out. The zingers. Love it. Somebody thinks BK should come out to the Pokemon theme.
I was just told John Granado, "Living in Beverly Hills."
Oh, is that the Beverly Hills, the Weezer song? I don't know. I feel like John kind of could live in Beverly Hills. You know, John is a rich. John is definitely a rich. So, like, he could actually have housemaids scrub the floor and get the spaces in between. Yeah, he could make that happen. Johnny G lives is living the life with some Rocky Mountain coldness in each hand. When I grow up, I want to be Johnny G. When I grow up. Of course, I don't think I'm ever going to grow up. But if I ever do, I want to be Johnny G. I want to be the Godfather. I want to be the Godfather with Coors Light in this hand and the Coors Light in that hand. And every time I walk in the door, somebody's got to kiss my freaking ring. And if they don't, well, somebody's going to take care of you. Because I'm going to make them an offer they can't refuse. Now, Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name. That is a great song to come out to. Of course, there's a whole lot of that song we can't play on the radio. What is it, 19 times? Bleep you, I won't do what you tell me. Followed by a Madre bleeper. We can't take out that. What about Born This Way by Lady Gaga? Take a wild guess who the host is that that one was suggested for on the Twitch line. Take a wild guess.
I already know because I'm reading it right now. I'll let you do the honors for this one.
Well, you know, Pauly G does have the best hair in the studio. I mean, Pauly has the best hair. He was probably born with that great hair. It's true. But some of these have been just, I mean, you guys have done a terrific job on this. You really have. You guys killed that. This was an exercise in, you know, let's have fun. And you guys did an awesome job on that. Now, LeBron asked an actual sports question on Twitter, which is, you know, could Lamar Jackson end up like Dallas Keuchel where he never gets the money that he thought he was going to get? I guess we'll hit on that because Josh told me that I have to shut up and pay the bills here. So we'll get to that on the other side. Before we hit the break, I talk about my man, Dr. Ben Salento, Texas Science and Snoring. 3 years ago, I met Dr. Ben, suffering with sinus infections every other month for over 20 years, living on antibiotics because I never thought there was any other way, and no other doctor that I'd seen, whether it was in New York or Texas, ever gave me any hope that there was anything other than just living life on antibiotics. Went up to go see Dr. Ben. He's got a state-of-the-art facility up in North Houston. And talked to him for like 15, 20 minutes. And he says, you know what? I want to get a peek inside your head. Let's get a CT scan. I was like, okay, who do I got to call for that? Do I have to, you know, make an appointment? How long is that going to be? He said, no. We're going to go three doors down. You're going to bang a left. It took 5 minutes. No other doctor, no other facility, no other nonsense. 5 freaking minutes. 10 minutes later, he's got the results on the board. We're putting a plan of action together. It turns out I had staph infection in my sinuses that was resistant to antibiotics. So the antibiotics never actually killed the infection. It would just weaken it, and then it would come back, and weaken it, and it would come back. And that's why I was on that roller coaster. They had to surgically remove that staph infection. All those years of infection did all kinds of damage in my sinuses. My sinuses were like completely closed. There was all kind of damaged tissues in there. They did a balloon sinuplasty to get rid of all that damaged tissue, open up my sinuses, open up my airways, and allow me to breathe. Turned out I had a deviated septum. I had no idea I had a deviated septum. They did a septoplasty, and they straightened that out for me too. 3.5 years later, you know who has not had a single sinus infection? Me. You know who hasn't even had a sinus headache? Me. So all you guys who are out there looking at all that yellow stuff on your car because now it's full-blown allergy season in Houston and your noses are going crazy, mine's not. You know why? Dr. Ben Salento. So stop living with your crazy sinuses. If you have snoring issues, he takes care of those too. My snoring issues got taken care of when they did the balloon sinuplasty and opened up my airways and got rid of all those dead tissues. Now the chainsaw, as my kid calls me, is shut off. I sleep through the night. The missus sleeps through the night. The kids sleep through the night. The dog, the neighbors, everybody sleeps because I'm not snoring at 155,000 decibels. You don't have to live like that. All you got to do is call Dr. Ben Salento, schedule a consultation, tell him what's going on with you, let him help you the way he has helped me, dozens of late hitters, and thousands of people in the Houston area. 346-413-9313. 346-413-9313. TexasSinusAndSnoring.com. TexasSinusAndSnoring.com. Tell them I sent you by.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. To Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, and by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, well, Jimmy Endersby is on the mound for the Astros, and he has given up a pair of runs. It is 9-6. Venezuela over the Astros in the as they go to the bottom of the ninth. Astros down 3. Corey Jolks, Ross Adolph, and Rylan Bannon. 1, 2, and 3 in the bottom of the ninth for the Stros. And if you're wondering who the hell are all these people, well, this is your typical early spring training split squad game. I mean, the Astros are basically going to be a split squad no matter what because half their team is playing in the WBC. So guys are going to be all over the place. And some guys are going to get a chance to – some guys are going to get a chance to get a little more playing time. And, you know, Corey Lee and Yainer Diaz are going to get a lot of playing time. So it'll be fun to watch – see how some of these guys do with getting some extra ABs. All right, so on the Twitch channel, somebody said Lance should come out to More Than Words by Extreme. I feel like that's cruelty. If you have to come out to a Gary Cherone song, I feel that's just blatant disrespect. Just blatant disrespect. Having a grown man come out to a song by Gary Cherone. It's disrespectful. I don't know why you do that to Lance. Why you guys don't like Lance? Lance entertains us. In fact, Lance yesterday told you about how Lovie Smith got Jack fired and how Jack and Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain fired all the minorities on the Texans, confirming a story I wrote 4 years ago for SportsMap. In fact, that story got through NRG Stadium as fast as lightning. And within 20 minutes, the story had already made its way through NRG. And very shortly thereafter, O'Brien sucked the dogs on the then editor of Sports Map, Fred Fowler, and demanded I be fired. Fortunately, Fred stuck up for me. And it was yesterday. Lance basically confirming that story that I wrote 4 years ago. So thank you, Lance. I appreciate you. Yeah, nobody wanted any part of that story when I wrote it 4 years ago. But holy cow, it wound up to be true, just like I said it was. It's weird to be vindicated 4 years later. But sure enough, there was vindication. And yeah, that story almost got me fired. But now Bill O'Brien's no longer there. I'm no longer persona non grata at NRG. And fortunate, have a good relationship with the Texans now. And I prefer to have a good relationship with the Texans as opposed to an acrimonious one. Bill O'Brien made it hard for anybody to have a good relationship with the Texans because Bill O'Brien. And look, he did some really dirty stuff, and he and Jack did some really dirty stuff, and, you know, they didn't like it and called out on it. Fortunately, with a competent general manager in Nick Caserio, and now a respected head coach in D'Amico Ryans. Maybe the Texans, like I said, the Texans finally got their heads out of their posteriors, and things are finally working their way up. Things are finally on the uptick for the Houston Texans. But man, it wasn't like that with Bill O'Brien here. Bill O'Brien, look, Bill O'Brien was a jerk. And that's the radio-friendly version. I don't miss him. I don't think anybody else will. Lamont says Jeremy Branham should come out to Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. He said, you have to be high AF to understand what it means, but you like it. Stairway to Heaven was never released as a single, by the way. It just generated airplay on what were then AOR radio stations. Album-oriented rock, for those of you keeping score at home, we know you are. But Stairway to Heaven was never released as a single. If Cal ever challenged me to a game of Donkey Kong, would you let him win to garner favor? Dude, I haven't played Donkey Kong in like 40 years. He'd probably win anyway. I mean, I would try. Don't get me wrong. I'm competitive. I'm going to give it my best shot. But I'm pretty sure he's played more Donkey Kong recently than I have. When you're rich and you don't really have to work for a living, you kind of do whatever you want all day long. I started playing a video game when my son was down for Christmas break. He got me onto a game called Persona 5. And I've only gotten to play it twice since then. But both times I played for like 2.5 hours. And the game's pretty cool. I like it. But yeah, I haven't like religiously played video games. I played them like, say, 3 times a week. Since I was in college. Not because I don't like video games. I just, you know, had to become an adult, work for a living. I mean, when I was in high school, I would always try to get my dad to play video games with me. And he's like, I don't have time for that. And I was like, what do you mean you don't have time for that? You come home from work, you have plenty of time. I didn't understand the need to decompress and de-stress from the day. Until I worked the kind of job where I needed to decompress and de-stress for the day. And now, sadly, as an adult, A, I need that time. And then B, the games are so damn complicated now, I got to have like 37 fingers. I have no idea how my son, like, he's got, I don't know, the controller now, instead of having 4 buttons, the controller now has like 12 buttons. And it's got a joystick and a D-pad. And it's like, I don't have that many fingers. I don't know how to do all that. And he's just, bah, 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 and like, the dexterity that he has to be able to navigate all these buttons, where they are, what they do, how they toggle, get through all these different menus that have like 30 different options. I can't remember all that. I've got like 70 years of baseball stats and 50 years of rock song lyrics in my head. I don't have any more room. Trying to remember all these damn cheat codes and menus and, this weakness against this creature and this strength against this bad guy and, how to activate this to kill this. I can't remember all this stuff. You know, I'll forget things like, wait, is there a Roughnecks game this weekend? I don't want to forget that. I need that. That's work. I can do that. That's important. I like playing video games. Getting in games today, too damn complicated. Can we just play Tetris? Play Tetris? Galaga? Can we play Galaga? You never played Galaga? Little starship, you shoot the bad guys, you get one to catch you, then you get two, and you start blasting. Galaga!
That's a classic.
You know, when you go to, like, Dave and Buster's, and you play the giant space invaders. The only like modern game that they have there that I'm really good at is the Star Wars game, where you get inside like the whole big thing. It's like you're flying an X-Wing. I'm really good at that. I don't know why. I just am. All the other like modern new games, I like when they remake the old games, like Rampage. I love playing Rampage. Smash this. Eat that guy. Smash this. Okay, I can do that. You know, my kid's like, Dad, all you do is punch things. And I like punching things. Who doesn't like punching things? But that's all you do. And I punch cars. I punch buses. I punch buildings. I eat people. Like, what's wrong with this? These are the things that I like. I like the simple. Because I can figure out what the hell I'm doing. You know, even like first-person shooters. I don't like first-person shooters anymore because there's no more. It's not a sequence where, you know, if you make the headshot in this order, you clear the board. Now it's just designed where they throw so many bad guys at you, there's no way to win. You just have to keep next life, next life, next life. And then hold the trigger. It's not, I don't get enjoyment out of, all right, just shoot whatever. There should be some kind of skill, some kind of sequence, some kind of rhythm to it. Not just 10,000 bad guys, you're dead. Put another quarter. Oh, sorry. Dollar. Sorry. $2. Swipe your card for 9,000 points. Just, let me just have fun. And stop trying to milk me for every dollar that I'm worth. All right, one more time here for my bookie because it is March. It is March Madness. And you know what we do at March Madness? We make March Madness money. Where? My bookie. It's a great time of the year to get signed up, get your wagers on the NCAA tournament. And look, getting started is easy. You just go to mybookie.ag. You use promo code ESPN975. You get a deposit bonus of up to $1,000. They're going to match whatever your first deposit is, 50% up to $1,000. And that money goes in your account right now. So you get free money right away that you can then use to bet and win. And while you're there getting signed up, you get a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest. Free shot at the big money. And look, if you like to fill up multiple brackets to get an advantage, well, you could do that too. It costs less than the price of an Uber to get another entry in. And all that to get a shot at some major, major bucks. When you're online looking for an online betting source, you want a platform that's easy to follow, easy to bet, and easy to win. Like MyBookie. So go to MyBookie.ag, use promo code ESPN975. Get the ultimate sports betting experience. Bet on anything. Anytime, anywhere, with my bookie.
You are listening to.
Hey! Yeah, you! You better be listening to ESPN 97.5. And don't you dare turn that down!
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, and by Dr. Christo Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Late Hits ESPN 97.5. Home stretch. And since we got a little off track today, having a little fun on a Wednesday night, because why not? We really have to continue to set the record straight. All these people who keep talking about the Texans trading up or trading back. Stop it. For years, Texans need a quarterback. Texans need a quarterback. They're sitting at number two. There are two quarterbacks in the draft, both worthy of the number one overall pick. They're going to get one of them. And people want to overthink it and say stupid things like, oh, they have to trade up to get one guy. No, they don't, stupid. In fact, if Nick Cassero even went to Cal McNair with the idea of trading up, D'Amico should put him in a rear naked choke. The Texans need help at like 15 positions. Why would you give up assets to move up one side? There is literally no difference in the prospect ranking of Bryce Young or CJ Stroud. There is no difference. Both of these guys legitimately deserve to be the number one overall pick. One of those guys played like a damn beast against the University of Georgia, and the other one turned the ball over quite a bit in a loss. The absolute best thing that can happen for the Texans is watching the Indianapolis Colts give away the house. A first this year, a first next year, a first the following year to trade up and take Will Levis. That would be the absolute classic blunder of all time. That is the Bears taking Mitch Trubisky and not Watson or Mahomes. Okay, that is Portland taking Sam Bowie and not Michael Jordan. That would be the absolute best case scenario. They give up the house and then they take Levis. In reality, whether it is the Panthers giving away three drafts or it is the Colts giving away three drafts, let somebody else give away three drafts to go up and try to get Bryce Young. And then sit there at two. Let CJ Stroud come right to you. Draft him. Party on Wayne. Party on Garth. It doesn't, as much as losing the number one overall pick was just idiocy, the overwhelming hype on Bryce Young, you wind up with CJ Stroud. In my opinion, you get the better guy. I know he didn't play in the SEC, so 99% of you didn't actually watch him. But if you watched him play against Georgia, he played better against Georgia's defense than Bryce Young, than Anthony Richardson, and definitely better than Will Levis, whose team managed a whopping 6 points. He put 41 on the Bulldogs. 41. It's not his fault. His defense couldn't stop Katy High School in the fourth quarter. And they were still a missed field goal away from winning that game against the team that everybody considered to be far and away the best team in college football. The best team in college football was a crack hair away from losing to Ohio State. Mainly because of C.J. Stroud. Please, baby Jesus, deliver C.J. Stroud to the Houston Texans at two. Please. And let the Colts or the Panthers or some other team take Will Levis or Anthony Richardson. I'm sorry, it's great that he's a combine warrior, but you know we're not playing American Ninja Warrior or American Gladiator. We're playing NFL football. And in NFL football, you have to be accurate from the pocket. I don't care if Anthony Richardson looks like a Greek god. And he can jump out of the building like he's Michael Jordan. And yeah, however fast he can run or he's got a big broad jump. Being a broad jump is not helping you connect on a 20-yard out. How high he can jump does not let him hit the guy on a deep post. Running fast doesn't mean that in the pocket he can hit that guy out into the flats. And you have to be accurate in the pocket to win in the NFL. You'll get some highlight plays. That'll be great. But you won't win. please let CJ Stroud be the pick at two. Please. And then get him a stud receiver at 12. Whether it's Quentin Johnston, whether it's Jordan Addison, whether it's Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Hell, JSN would be great because those two guys, they already got a history. And you, I mean, we are a year removed from CJ Stroud and Jaxon Smith-Njigba basically obliterating every Rose Bowl record that there is. Obliterating. Yeah, let those two guys connect. As far as all the talk about Jimmy G, I don't really have a problem if they bring in Jimmy G as long as it doesn't change CJ Stroud at two. You can have Jimmy G come in for a year. He'll probably play maybe 9 games before he gets hurt. And he can help coach up the young guy and give him a little time to watch and give him a little, you know, time how to read defenses and whatnot. You know, Patrick Mahomes sat for a year. It obviously helped him quite a bit. Jimmy G would also make the offense instantly credible. Probably get Brandon Cooks to stick around for another year. Then you can build up his value and trade him for something worthwhile if you have to. But C.J. Stroud's going to be the quarterback no later than 2024. If he sits for a year, not a big deal. Don't think they're going to pay Jimmy G $44 million. Have him for 1 year, okay. As long as it doesn't change the plan, quarterback at two, receiver at 12. That's all the time we're allowed to have for tonight. I know it's nonsense, but it's all the time we get tonight. We're back tomorrow because baby Jesus loves us, and we get to be back again tomorrow at 7. Thank all our callers, texters, tweeters, twitchers, my man Jay Chevy on the other side of the glass. Have a great night. It's time! Everybody.
ESPN 97.5.